from KQED.
We've had some record-setting heat around the state this summer. It's more than just an annoyance for those who can't take refuge because the outdoors is their office. Recently, when temperatures in California soared above 100 for almost 3 weeks, three farm workers died. As Lisa Morehouse reports, state regulators are investigating those deaths to see if employers violated laws designed to prevent heat illness.
At HMC Farms outside the Central Valley town of Selma, crews move up and down ladders picking nectarines. Between rows, a tractor carries bins to collect the fruit and a big cooler of water. 22-year-old Eduardo Amezcua empties a sack of nectarines, then grabs a paper cup and pours himself some water.
They tell us to drink every 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's hitting the triple digits, so they tell us to work slow or, you know, where the shade's at and drink water frequently, yeah. Like it says right here. Rest in the shade.
He points to a list of protections printed right on the side of the cooler. The farm also shortens work hours, especially in high heat. Today, the temperature will reach 107. So the crew started working at 5:30 in the morning and will quit by 1. Amezcua says years ago, they worked longer hours, even in high heat.
But then they got a little bit more stricter on having the people out here, like, working while it's too hot. So they got more, more laws or to take care of us.
In 2006, after a rash of fatalities, California became the first state to adopt heat illness regulations. Employers must provide water and shade and allow breaks. They need to train workers and supervisors and have an emergency plan for each location. Ranch manager Drew Kettleson says it makes business sense. Workers aren't very productive if it's hot or if they're sick. But he says it also makes moral sense.
The humanity part comes first because these guys do all the work and get us our product that we need to sell. And without these guys, you know, where are we? We're nowhere. So we do everything we can to take care of them.
Give Kashkuli is with the United Farm Workers.
We have seen some employers, lots of employers, now in compliance, and that's made the lives of tens of thousands of people really significantly better.
But he says all heat illness fatalities could be avoided.
These employers who just refuse to do basic things like water and shade, and that's enormously painful. Both the Schwarzenegger administration and the Brown administration have failed in that regard, and large numbers of employers are not complying.
As many as one out of every four farms inspected by the state's regulatory agency, Cal OSHA. The UFW has filed lawsuits against Cal OSHA. It wants stricter regulations, like requiring breaks, not just encouraging them. And Kashkuli says the state's 200 inspectors can't adequately enforce protections for California's estimated 600,000 farm workers, who are often undocumented and migratory.
Obviously, government can't be everywhere, can't be at every possible outdoor work site.
Ellen Whitus is chief of Cal OSHA. She says the agency sends inspectors out to sites based on work cycles and weather patterns. It also responds to complaints and reports of fatalities. After one man died in early July, Cal OSHA shut down all outdoor operations at his employer, Etchegaray Farms, citing multiple violations. Wida says while Cal OSHA's data show a decrease in fatalities since 2006,
we're concerned where there are violations, even if there are no deaths or illnesses, because those kinds of violations could lead to illnesses and death.
Cal OSHA mounted a major multilingual heat illness awareness campaign on billboards across the state and partners with growers, universities, and labor advocates to train employers and workers. On a blistering hot day in Imperial County, Lupe Quintero from California Rural Legal Assistance holds a workshop. Participants role play some scenarios, like confronting a crew boss about not having enough water. Farm worker Ana Reyes says this workshop taught her about her rights and where to file a complaint about inadequate heat protections if necessary.
I do have family members that have been victims of it. It wasn't until recently that proper shade became a requirement.
Reyes says when her employer provided training, it was rushed and hard to hear, but she had to sign a paper saying she'd been educated about heat stress. Organizer Lupe Quintero says everyone should try to imagine the same conditions in their own work lives.
Just think about it. If you're working in an office, somebody tries to stop you from drinking water, taking a break. I mean, you just take these things for granted. Well, why not for the farm worker?
Cal OSHA says it'll take about 6 months to finish investigating this summer's farm worker fatalities. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Morehouse.